This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, how Europe is helping to unionize workers in the United States. The Labour Start report about union events and singing.
With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union.
This is Radio Labour. In a stunning result, workers at the Volkswagen plant in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee have voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers Union. Previous attempts were made to unionize the 3,000 workers, but failed badly. However, this time, two factors resulted in the surprising result. First, the UAW recently negotiated substantial wage and benefit increases after long strikes at the big three auto plants in Detroit, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. This came after corrupt leadership at the UAW was thrown out and new leaders elected by the whole membership instead of by local union representatives. Secondly, and maybe most importantly, Volkswagen did not aggressively fight to avoid unionization. It thanked the employees for participating in the vote. The company's neutral stance may have been because Volkswagen has worked with unions in the EU, which is much more sympathetic to unions than the southern US. All Volkswagen plants around the world are unionized or have similar organizations to represent the workers. The successful union vote at the plant in Tennessee was the subject of a video report by the progressive journalism project More Perfect Union. John Russell, a reporter for More Perfect Union, interviewed workers at the plant after the vote, as well as community leaders such as Dr. Reverend Charlotte Williams.
Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, just won their union with the UAW.
We understand that the world's watching us. You know, there's a labor movement in this country. You know, we're poised to be the first domino of many to fall. I think it's a great push for the entire South, and people will follow suit.
We said, everywhere around the world as a union, except here, we do not want to go down in history on that. Not on our watch.
This win is historic. We haven't seen workers at a non-union automaker successfully unionize in decades. Not to mention, we're in the South. Up until now, corporations and the politicians that they bought around here have kept wages low, regulations loose, and unions out. This win is a direct blow to how the South has done business for years. Getting here didn't happen overnight. There were many failures along the way, but without a doubt, this is new era territory. So we spent a week down here talking with the workers who built this movement about how they pulled it off and what they hope comes next.
From the very beginning, it was clear that we were doing something that was going to be hard.
The word union was spoken in whispers and dark corners at first when I started, you know, and it took off like wildfire.
Can you tell us the condensed version of how we got to this moment today?
So this is our fourth vote, first one in 2014.
There wasn't really a whole lot of energy back then, at least not from where I was standing in the plant. So why is it all a lot different this time around? I mean, what?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, support for unions are really high. I think people have seen the middle class and working class get squeezed.
But I realize I'm working class. I simply want to be able to put my 40 hours in a week in, have a little bit of money left over at the end of the month, and have time to enjoy my family. You know, that's really what it's all about.
Here in Chattanooga, when they was able to look at the big three and see how they went, that gave them, you know, that strength and say, oh, they did it and they had that big win. Let's try it again here.
What just happened with these record negotiation and contracts, what Sean Fain and them just did, is huge for everybody, is huge for what's going on.
That victory, that just pushed a lot of people to just say, hey, you know, I want the same things that these people have up north, or if better, for my family.
And you couldn't have written a better symphony for success than that. It was just instantaneous. As soon as the news broke that those record contracts happened, the floodgates just opened.
When word kind of got around the plant and cards started getting signed, it felt like a tidal wave of just like somebody had lit a match in your box.
what's different now is that people have had those losses and they have learned from those losses, and those losses have become lessons and they're not giving up.
I think by and large, a lot of the misinformation and the fear-mongering that came from those past anti-campaigns, it's not working this time. We know better.
You know, the anti-union people are just so much weaker this time around. People are starting to listen. People are starting to hear. People are starting to get this news back and do their own research and then and change their mind. Like, I've had anti-union people. Like, I didn't flip them. I didn't talk to them, and they changed their mind. They changed their mind. Nothing's more humbling to me than that. It's like, I feel like I've just went around talking to people, and it was in them all along, you know?
I think also what is different now, the community has come together and seen that, you know, what is not, for me, I've never worked at Volkswagen, but because I know people and I'm in love with the people, what affects you affects me.
Why was it important for community leaders like yourself to be vocal in speaking out in favor of the union up at Volkswagen?
A lot of people that are here in my congregation, because of Jim Crow laws, they weren't able to be a part of unions, or their family members weren't able to be a part of unions. And so for me personally, I was able to see my paternal grandfather, Feldman Williams. He didn't have a voice. And he didn't have an organization or a union behind him to advocate on his behalf when he was sick. And so we wanted to show our support of saying, yes, this can happen in our lifetime. And the time is now.
Soon my time will be over with, and it'll be their time. And hopefully what we do here today will trickle down to the next generation and the next generation. And they'll take that power and they'll use it to their advantage.
There are so many things in this society that we see as this is the best we can do. And I think people should start thinking, challenging that narrative. And hopefully, I hope that this sends that message.
You know, genuine hope is really hard to come by. But every now and then, you meet a group of people who are hell-bent on building the kind of power that can really change things, no matter how badly corporations or their politicians want them to stay the same. And you know it when you see it. I first saw it in Detroit. I saw it again here in Chattanooga. And if this momentum that workers are building across the country continues, we'll see it in Alabama and Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina. It'll go as far as people take it.
I hope if the Mercedes people see me talking right now, we know they're going to win theirs too. And Chattanooga is rooting for them big time.
Sean Fain, you know, he says, you know, next time these contracts come up, it's not going to be the big three. It's going to be the big 12.
If we can negotiate a contract, we can blaze the trail. It's going to show them that all these lies they've been told are what they are, lies. They're just trying to scare you. They're just trying to exploit. I don't care how good your workplace is. You should be unionized. You should have protections. You should have representation.
Here with his report about union events is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
This week, our top stories section included links to coverage of events, including at least one online action marking the 11th anniversary of the Rana Plaza mass industrial murder in Bangladesh. Over 1,000 workers died and more than 2,500 were seriously injured, most of them young women employed to make cheap clothing for global brands. Also in our top stories section is our coverage of workers organizing at Amazon facilities in the United Kingdom and in Canada, and the fight that unions in Georgia have taken on as they fight the passage of a law which would limit their ability to engage in international solidarity with unions outside that country. This week's Labor Start podcast is an interview with Luc Péald, a newish General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. A random sample from our news pages includes articles about the coming general strike in Argentina, a conference on the future of trade unions in Ukraine, and the consequences to serious journalism of the threats faced by media workers in Serbia. On our Working Women news page, you'll find details about new gains for workplace menopause rights in the United Kingdom, what global warming means for women rural development workers in India, and what Ukrainian domestic workers hope to win as they organize to build their union. Stories appearing on our health and safety page and Newswire this week included a great many items, as you might expect, mostly statements, but some calls for specific actions as well, regarding the coming workers' Memorial Day around the globe. The impact of stress-related absences on the UK's healthcare system, and stories about increased violence directed at public transport workers in Canada, New Zealand, Spain, and in South Africa. Our current photo of the week comes to us from the United Kingdom, where "Make Amazon Pay" is the slogan workers at the Monster Corporation's warehouses have adopted as they fight for union recognition. British Union GMB achieved a breakthrough earlier this month when the government agency responsible for regulating collective bargaining ordered a recognition vote of all workers at the company's Coventry facility. If successful, the vote would be a first in Europe. Labour Start hosts online solidarity actions at the requests of unions around the world. This week, we'd like to highlight an urgent appeal for online solidarity with trade union activists in Egypt. 3,700 women workers at a garment factory in that country struck in an effort to improve their meager wages and to actually get the wage increase that had been promised to them. Strike leaders have been arrested, and the strikers all have the threat of dismissal for absenteeism, in other words, dismissal for striking, hanging over their heads. Those 3,700 workers are calling on us all to send a solidarity message as they continue their fight. If you can spare just a few seconds, you can do your part in this struggle by sending a solidarity message. Look for details of this and other campaigns on our site. This is Derek Blackadder from Labour Start, reporting for Radio Labour.
Now here is the English folk singer Billy Bragg.
Term from an old American song called The Battle Cry of Freedom, sometimes known as Rally Round the Flag. But the good news is that that tune for that song was actually stolen from an English hymn. So I'm kind of sort of culturally repossessing it, you could say. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union. Now the lessons of the past were all learned with workers' blood. The mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud. War has always been the boss's way, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the blackleg, all workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union. Now I long for the morning that they realize brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. Who'll defend the workers who cannot organize when the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us? Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child. There is power in a union. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the blackleg, all workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union.
And that's it, labor news you can use. You can listen to our newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.